Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William Carey University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
And my
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Good evening, Crusader fans. Welcome back into another edition of Crusader Talk. I'm Josh West, filling in for Caleb Hamill. Normally, I'm one seat over, so I have slid over into Caleb's chair. We bring in Clayton Rush to take my seat. We've got Dalton Stanford with us back on the board tonight. Michael Mergens filled in last week. And we are joined here in this opening segment by the assistant AD for external relations. Ben Smith is going to join us. We got a busy show lined up for you tonight. It's a time of year where you've got soccer, you've got volleyball, you've got cross country, basketball camps are in, fall baseball is in, and volleyball, I think I mentioned that, everything going on all at once at a busy time of year. Clayton, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. There's a lot going on, a lot to talk about, obviously. And you know, I was on campus at lunch today, packed parking lot, as always, students everywhere, classes going on, and just so much going on with the university, both with athletics and just all around campus. So, yeah, really good to be on campus today and great to be here today.
First time we've had you on the show as a former student and former athlete to talk about the vibe on campus now with the new cafeteria, with the student population going up by about 50% almost. I mean, it's just an electric atmosphere on campus.
Yeah, I mean, the skyline of William Carey is growing with the medical school facility building coming up. There's never been more students living on campus, and man, that cafeteria is incredible. The food's just as good as it always has been, but when you can walk into that new cafeteria, yes, and just the sights and the smells and everything that you can just take in, it's a really fun time to be on campus.
And so as we turn our attention to Ben Smith, Ben, how are you, my friend? Good to have you in studio. And I know you can echo those sentiments. When there's a palpable energy on campus, it makes coming to work every day a whole lot of fun.
Sure. And like Clayton said, there's a lot of different building projects going on campus right now. We're really fortunate to be able to do that. The cafeteria is great, and the school is growing.
Well, and you mentioned, and we mentioned at the top, the assistant AD for external relations. You've been taking off hats, putting on hats. Your titles have been changing. I wasn't quite sure what all the titles you have now. Tell us about the expanded roles, the different changes after 20 years now not coaching baseball. That's got to be a new thing. That's got to be a little strange, because normally this time of year you'd be kicking off fall ball.
Yeah, it's a little weird not being on the field, but I felt like this was the right move for me and my family, given the time period. And look, the baseball program is going to be the baseball program regardless of who's out there. You know, William Carey's been successful for 60 years. That's not going to change no matter who's on the field. So, you know, but it is a weird feeling. What we decided to do, we did a little bit of restructuring in the athletic department, I guess. You know, when my title changed to AD for External Relations back in April, I was still planning to coach baseball this year. Well, we restructured a little bit, and now advancement kind of falls under my title. And there was no way that I could do all of those things and do them well and still coach baseball. And, you know, something was going to suffer, and that wouldn't be fair to the university. So it was the right time for me to step aside.
He is Ben Smith, the assistant AD for external relations at William Carey Athletics. And Ben, you mentioned a lot of building going on campus. One of the building projects that is going on campus is the app for students, a William Carey Athletic app. Now, this is exciting because it takes all the great things that are on careyathletics.com, puts it into one place, and puts it at just a press of a button.
And, you know, we had an app years ago. And,
yeah, I used to use it.
Yeah, and then I don't know what the reason was, you know, behind not renewing that when we did, but that was something that we wanted to do. We started talking about it early in the summer. We had some IT glitches that we had to work out with it, but now it's coming down the pipeline, and I don't have a timetable for it yet, but it shouldn't be too much longer.
And then one of the neat components of the app, and I want to get Clayton's thoughts on this as well, if he's got any questions about it, but is building the points for students, creating a way for students to be engaged and then to be rewarded for their engagement with swag and other goodies that come along with that, it's going to make it a whole lot of fun for students to get involved.
I think so. Obviously, we want to drive student support up at our events, and I think that's one of the ways that we can do it. Everybody likes free stuff, so you come to a game and you build points and you're able to get free stuff. And I think it'll work out well. And the other thing that we kind of want to do with the app is I don't want it to be just an extension of the website. We want some more behind-the-scenes stuff with what really goes on that you don't see with William Carey Athletics. And I think it'll be fun for all the fans.
Yeah, because I think, you know, the one thing that you can kind of see, you know, from my time in school up until 2018 when I graduated and then being around the university in a probably more limited capacity until 4 years ago, when you talk about the student support at the games, you know, Clinton Gymnasium used to be packed out pre-COVID, right? And right. Soccer games used to be one of the most well-attended events on campus pre-COVID. And I think, you know, part of it is just kind of getting past that 2020, 2021 mindset and going forward. You know, you've got a lot of great ideas to get students back on campus with the app and with so many other different events and, you know, different one-off giveaways and things like that. But, you know, that's kind of the end-all, be-all goal is to get us back to that 2017, 2018, when we were packing the gym, when we were packing the soccer field, the baseball field. Now we can bring the volleyball field or bring the volleyball court into play as well, not having volleyball really up until I think that was my junior year. But, you know, bringing that momentum back on campus really helps with the added number of students.
It does. You know, we've got more students in our dorms now than we've ever had, and that's going to help, you know, alone. But, you know, you mentioned COVID, pre-COVID times, and we like to hang everything on COVID as well. Everything changed with COVID, but I think it's a culmination of different things. I know 20 years ago when I was playing at William Carey, we had pretty good crowds, but the one thing we didn't have was online classes.
Yeah.
So our athletes were living in the dorms on campus. They were going to class that meets face-to-face.
Sure.
And they met more people that way. They met more students. And, you know, we've got to somehow get back to where athletics or athletes are doing more things on campus. And I think, in turn, that'll help drive more students to games as well.
Clayton, you were just reminiscing before we came on the air tonight, as we were just sitting out visiting before we came into the studio, was the fact of how much better the student section was just this past Saturday at Danny Owens Field. Just the fan engagement of the newly dubbed the Rally Crew, as they have dubbed themselves, and they're getting organized, and they certainly caught your attention in that last match.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was, you know, between games at the women's game, there were some students there, and you kind of just maybe were wondering if some more were going to show up. And, you know, all of a sudden when the lights come on and the sun sets, you know, this group of students just comes out from across campus, and they're chanting. They've got flags. They've got body paint. And, I mean, they've got noisemakers, the whole nine yards. And it was one of the most incredible nights of soccer that I've gotten to be a part of out at Danny Owens Field since I've been in school. And it was just one of the really cool things that I got to see when you saw that Middle Georgia State game and the goal finally got scored with 4 minutes left, and the whole team gets to run over to the student section and celebrate with their classmates, with the people that they live next door to in, you know, in the dorms. And just one of those really cool things to see. Like, I think if you're a student athlete, that's what you want, right? That's, you want to be able to celebrate with your fellow, you know, classmates.
Well, and success breeds more success. Those memories, when you make those memories, that's what gets you back to campus, right, Ben? Is to be able to really have a really impressionable time in their life, to be able to imprint something in a core memory where they want to come back and experience that again and again. They want to bring their family one day back to be able to experience some of those moments.
And it's got to be something that you don't want to miss. It's not something you just go to. It's got to be one of those things you go, I can't miss this. And I think the cool thing about the Rally Crew, it's a student-led group, you know, so they see the need. And they're, you know, they've got a, I tell you, if anybody wants to check out future dates, they've already got a plan on Instagram I know of. You can go to Rally, R-A-L-L-Y dot crew, C-R-U. And you can get a schedule right there for the things they've got coming up. So, you know, they're fired up about it, and that gets me fired up.
Well, coming up in our next segment, we're going to be joined by Bobby Hallford, over 1,300 wins, the Hall of Fame coach. We've got a just over a minute left in this segment, and I wanted to get your thoughts on Bobby. He is inducted into the NAIA National Sports Hall of Fame. That is a first for a William Carey Crusader. That's such a big honor and well-deserved.
It is, and you know, I mean, Coach Alford's, I don't even know how many wins total now. It's well over 1,300. Obviously very deserving of this award. And I think what people lose sight of is you don't get inducted into the NAIA Hall of Fame just based on on-field success. This is a total package deal. And Coach Alford's a very, very well-respected member of the community. He's a great mentor for young men. Happy for him. Very deserving.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us again. We are, as we head to break here, we want you to stay with us. You might have a question or two for Bobby coming up in the next segment. So coming up in the next segment, again, Bobby Halford going to join us. Then Danny Owens is going to jump in the chair and join us in studio with Clayton and myself. We'll be able to really break down soccer. We've got RPI rankings. We've got national rankings. We've got standings of men's and women's soccer. We've got new Crusader Players of the Week. Oh, by the way, Southern States Players of the Week that coincide with that. We'll talk volleyball, cross country, baseball, fall camp. So you are in the place for all thing William Carey Athletics. We'll be back in just a moment.
Listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
Crusader Talk continues on a Monday night. Josh West in the seat of Caleb Hamill. And we got Clayton Rush taking my spot. Ben Smith's in studio. Dalton Stanford running the board. And the legend himself, Bobby Halford, the legendary coach of William Carey Baseball, joins us on the phone. Coach Halford, how you doing here on a Monday?
Doing fine, Josh, and just looking forward to talking with you tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And you know, when you do some research and you go back and look over some things, every once in a while you'll read over something that you've read maybe a dozen times or at least a half dozen times, and all of a sudden it jumps off the page. You started the women's basketball program at William Carey, and I just think that's so cool to know all the preseason hype that women's basketball has here in this 2024-2025 season. I want to start there. Talk about founding a program that has had so much sustained success over the years.
Well, during that time, I was a graduate assistant. I was working with basketball and baseball. And so they decided to start a women's program. And the first year, you know, I was just out of in graduate school and that type thing, and we started the program. And we started basically as a club team. And we won a few games early, and we went up to Mississippi State and beat them up there. And when we came back, you know, we decided, Dr. Nunkesh, that we need to go full-fledged here and get into MIAW, Mississippi Association of Collegiate for Women. And so we did that, played in the small college division, and that's how we got started.
I love how casually he just threw that in there, Josh, and then didn't even skip a beat. We beat Mississippi State. Yeah.
Well, if I might interject. You guys just don't know. We are used to beating Mississippi State.
Fair.
Okay. Yeah. So
I looked it up a while back for baseball, and the last 10 times we'd played State, we were 5-5.
Wow. And yeah, Mississippi State, that is kind of one of the standard bearers of the reason why college baseball is what it is on a national level. Do you look back at it, Coach Halford, switching gears from women's basketball into baseball and kind of making that transition, just college athletics as a whole? Do you kind of miss the parity, so to speak, of college athletics as the way it's changed over the last, say, 20 to 30 years?
You know, when we got started, it was kind of the deal where it's like any other sport. If you're new in the sport and you go out and you get some really good players, and you can be successful early. And we've seen that in other sports that we have here. And it is kind of, you know, it was always fun to be able to play the bigger teams, you know, the larger division teams, because back then, I mean, you know, it was a very even playing field because a lot of those larger schools did not give as many scholarships, and they didn't possibly fund it as well as they're doing now. So that's, you know, it's kind of, you miss that. You miss those rivalries, and you miss that competition.
He's Bobby Hallford. He is the newly inducted member to the NAIA Hall of Fame, the first ever NAIA Hall of Fame recipient from William Carey. Bobby, is that even sunk in yet? Anytime you get a chance to be the first at something and to something so prestigious and has been touched on before we got you on the air before the break, it's all-encompassing. There's so much. It's not just about wins and losses. It's just not about what takes place on the field. It brings in so many different things around who you are as a person, what your program stands for, you know, what your guys do off the field in the classroom, and on the list goes. It's got to be very humbling.
Well, NAIA is a unique organization. It basically mirrors a small college Christian organization, basically, because most of the schools that have been in the NAIA have been schools that are very similar to ours and have the same type of mission statement. So it is an honor, and you're humbled by it because it's basically what you do every day. And then to be recognized by the National Association is, you know, it's very rewarding, and also the people around you that help that happen. You know, there's so many good people and so many mentors that I've had and so many players and coaches that have contributed. It's just it's a team effort in anything you do, especially in our situation.
You mentioned that being made up mostly of Christian-based schools, and I don't. There might have been a time, I know, growing up when I did, being an 80s kid, 90s kid, you know, turn of the century, then everything changes on 9/11. I look at 9/11 to be kind of my generation's event, very much like when my grandmother talks about how everything changed in World War II. And as the culture continues to change, William Carey is a university now, went from a college to a university title, that the light shines brighter in these times. And I think people are drawn to that. Do you kind of share those same sentiments?
Well, yes, I think that William Carey has a niche, and that's kind of what we are all about, that we provide something that a lot of the schools don't provide. You know, we talk to our guys all the time about, you know, we represent more than just an athletic program. We represent a way of life, and it's very important to us, and the people that have built our program and built this university, that's, they spent their whole life doing this. So it's just something that, you know, you become a part of, and it becomes who you are.
He is Bobby Hallford, and you hear him talking about what William Carey means and this Hall of Fame honor. And so shifting gears now from talking about that to talking about the job at hand, here you are entering into year 49. Year 49 is off and running, and fall camp is in full swing. It's got to be fun to be in this beautiful weather and back out on the baseball field.
Yeah, every year is a different challenge, you know, and this year is no different from any other. And once you've been to the World Series a few times, and you want to go back there, and I think that's always the goal of these guys. And I tell Jim Smith and some of those guys that are local that won the national championship, you guys set the bar for us really high back in 1969. And so every year, you know, that's something you're looking at. That's something that you're going after, and it's no different today than it was on the first day we started.
Ben, Bobby, we got Ben in studio. Ben, I'm going to ask this question to you. If you ever wander too close to the baseball offices, do you still have some little to-do list? Does Bobby send you on some runs, or there's some things you got to get done for baseball?
He hasn't yet, but this is still new. So I expect it to come soon.
Bobby, when you need to call him in out of the bullpen, you think Ben will be ready to go?
All the time. He's ready for anything. He's done so much for us over the years, and I'm just so appreciative of all the things he's done and helped us build and keep this thing going.
Bobby, you've been around, you know, for years, and we top of the show tonight, we've been talking about this, and we've been setting the scene for this, and we've been noticing, whether it's volleyball, whether it's soccer, the energy, the enthusiasm, the organization that is coming, made from the students. Have you started to sense and overhear conversations, or maybe be a part of conversations? Are you kind of getting in the vibe of the renewed energy in Carey Athletics here in this 2024-2025 school year?
Sure. There's no, you know, it's that energy's there, and that comes from the top. It comes from Ben Burnett and his vision and what he's done, and the people before him, and then, of course, in the athletic department and the work that they're doing. And it's just as contagious, and I think that's what it's all about. And, of course, I think we've been a hidden gem for a long time, and I think Ben Burnett says that all the time.
He's Bobby Hallford, and he is the Hall of Fame coach from William Carey. He's the head baseball coach at William Carey, and we've got a couple of more minutes from him. And I want to shift now gears to recruiting. So campus, top of the show tonight, Bobby. Clayton was talking about how the skyline continues to change. Ben was talking about how the most students are in dorms that have ever been at Carey. And you've got the new cafeteria that just opened. What has this done for recruiting with that palpable energy, with so many people on campus now, to get prospective student athletes to campus, from the new locker rooms to the great facilities, baseball and softball, then to campus being buzzing? It's got to be just even an easier sell to tell people about this program.
Well, you know, the Hattiesburg area is such a great college town, and that sells itself a lot of times. And then having a baseball program and an athletic program that's been as successful as we are, and we have been, that's an easier sale. And also with the bigger schools, you know, there's only so many roster spots out there for these guys, and so there's a lot of players out there that, you know, their academics mean so much too, and as far as maybe going into the medical field or whatever, we have all that. And so we have a lot of things in place that is very attractive to a student athlete, and hopefully that's something that we can play to our advantage, and that's something that we stress all the time.
Yeah, certainly. And another thing, Coach, that, you know, I don't want to glance over while we've got Ben in studio with us as well. I mean, you know, he was your right-hand man for a number of years, great player for you at Carey as well. You know, when you talk about recruiting, when you talk about getting ready for next season, you've got to have your next right-hand man. And so, you know, just want to kind of ask you real quick, how's that coaching search process going? Have you identified your next number two, and what's all that looking like?
Yeah, we've hired Jamie McMahon, who's a local guy that played it for us for 2 years, was head coach at Pearl River, been a very successful high school coach at Gulfport High School, playing for state championships every year, and he's recently retired, and he's coming up to start helping us out, and that's a big plus for us, a local guy from Oak Grove, and that's very well known in the area. And that's the thing that Ben was able to bring to the table too, because he had so many contacts out there, and that was able to get a lot of players.
Well, Bobby, we're here out of time here in this segment. It's gone so quickly, but great to hear that Jamie is coming on board. When you get the call from William Carey, you pick up the phone and you typically answer, and you answer usually in the affirmative. Coach, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bobby Hallford tonight here on the program. We continue with the show on the other side of the break. Danny Owens is going to join us to talk a little ladies soccer. And we also will talk men's soccer in the next segment as well, because you got two teams, both ranked inside the top 15 in the country, and both with big matches coming up on Wednesday afternoon on campus against Thomas University out of Georgia. We'll be back in just a moment. More Crusader Talk coming up next.
You're tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
We are back here in studio inside our Super Talk Hattiesburg studios. Don't forget, you can listen to Crusader Talk if you've missed the first segment or the second segment. We talked to Coach Hallford. We had Ben Smith in studio. And anywhere podcasts are found, whether that's your Spotify, your Apple Podcasts, you can go to supertalkhattiesburg.com, and then you can find Crusader Talk there as well, so you can stay up with all things William Carey Athletics. Tonight, we got Clayton Rush in my seat. I'm in for Caleb Hamill. Dalton Stanford is on the board. And we have got Danny Owens joining us. And Danny, it is always a treat to have you in studio with us to talk all things William Carey women's soccer. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
We had to bring in Clayton Rush. We tried to get Clayton in studio last week. We had a packed house last week. We had Steve Knight come by. We also had Tracy English in studio. We had Barry Farrell in studio. I joked with you. I said, you were who we were missing last week in that mix of getting all the coaches in and all the names. But it has been an amazing start to the season in terms of just the briskness, how fast it has gone. Can you believe here we are? Tomorrow will be October, 3.5 weeks left in the regular season. It doesn't seem possible.
No, actually, Barry and I were talking about that today. Can you believe it's October and we're pretty much halfway past the halfway mark in games?
Now, is that just because of how connected we are with technology? Is it just because of the travel? Is it just because, I mean, do you have a theory as to why our perception of time has changed so much over the last 2 to 3 years?
I do not have a theory. For me, it's you're just in the day-to-day, up early.
Yeah.
You know, just working and grinding every day. But one of the lessons I learned a long time ago, and I try to tell the players, is you really got to sit back and enjoy the season, because how fast, you know, you talk about how fast the season goes, and then you talk about how fast their 4 years go. So it's really important to try and sit back and just try to savor the moments and enjoy it, because, you know, you just have a few months of playing, and then you're back to running and lifting in the spring, recruiting, you know. So hopefully, you know, players understand, got to enjoy it because it does go by so fast.
Well, when we look at the rankings on the women's side right now, and I do want to give the men their due as well, let's start with the women's rankings. Number three in the polls, and we've got in terms of RPI, the new RPI numbers came out, William Carey at 9, Tennessee Southern at 8. Then on the men's side, the men check in at number, I believe it's number 12, 13. Now, RPI is what really matters. You got Dalton State at number 3, William Carey at number 12, Mobile at number 15. But let's just get your thoughts on where the women stand right now. And there were a lot of question marks coming in to this season. It was going to be, how do you shore things up defensively? Where are the goals going to consistently come from? You seem to have answered a lot of those questions here early on.
Yeah, I think we've really settled in over the last couple weeks. We've kind of figured out our back four, our back five. We're able to, you know, make adjustments in that as well. And then it just took us some time. You know, we talked last time about just players settling in and, you know, different, you know, the team last year is not here. So, you know, players just settling into their role, and somebody had to score goals. And, you know, we've done that over the last couple of weeks.
How good is it for you feeling like you got through that really, really tough road stretch that you like to take every year? You know, of course, you dropped the game to Kaiser, and, you know, a lot of factors obviously that played into that game. But how do you feel getting a lot of those games under your belt while you're still kind of tinkering with lineups and still trying to figure a few things out? Does that give you as a coach more confidence? Does that give your players more confidence going forward when you get into conference tournament play and the national tournament play?
Yeah, it does. You know, I don't think we were at our best in that time. I was really pleased with every, you know, with the players, with the coaching staff, of just kind of managing those moments, because we were tinkering and trying to figure out, and we were still able to be competitive and, you know, hate losing. You know, we had the draw with Tennessee Southern, which was another, you know, tough game. But to come out to where we are now and kind of how we're starting to play, you know, I learned a long time ago, you know, winning all your games doesn't really matter. It's how you're playing towards the end. And I think we're slowly starting to kind of fall into place here.
He's Danny Owens. He's the head coach of William Carey Women's Soccer, the third-ranked Lady Crusaders right now, and a team that checks in at number 9 in the RPI. And when we look at the women's soccer standings in the Southern States, you've got Life sitting atop the board. They are 9-1, 4-0 in the conference. Dalton State at 3-0-2. William Carey sitting there at 3-0-1. And then you look down a little bit further, you see UT Southern at 8-1-1 overall, 2-0-1 in the league. How many teams realistically, the way that this is played out right here, basically the halfway point, how many teams realistically have a chance to capture a championship in this league?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think right off the top, the three, you know, William Carey, UT Southern, and then Life had a coaching change last year, and she's come in. She's a phenomenal coach. She's done really well. So, I mean, right out of the gates, I think those three, not only for a conference, but I think those three teams can compete nationally. And then you've got, you know, a couple teams. We've got Thomas coming in on Wednesday, who's competitive. We watched their game against Life, and could have been 3-0 up. They really missed some chances. So, you know, there's a handful of teams really fighting for that fourth and fifth spot, I think. And, you know, with the way the tournament goes, anything can happen. Try to get into that national tournament.
And important to note out there, Josh, as well, you know, with Blue Mountain having unfortunately shut the program down for the rest of the year, I think some of those standings that we're looking at now, you'll see kind of continue to reshape up, because Blue Mountain, Scott, if you didn't have Blue, if you hadn't played Blue Mountain already, you got the 3-0 forfeit win. And so there's some teams that have that extra game in hand when you get 3 points for winning that new point system that the conference has implemented a couple years ago. But so, you know, that should kind of continue to reshape back out. But yeah, I think you mentioned life, and it looks like with the Tennessee Southern draw, and of course there's plenty of competition in the SSAC, but that Life University away game, and then, you know, Life having Tennessee Southern get postponed due to the hurricane as well, so they haven't played yet, really feels like Life and William Carey, Life and Tennessee Southern could have, you know, the biggest implications going forward for the conference championship.
Yeah, I think so. But there's still a lot of games to be played. You know, some teams have been off for a little bit because of the, you know, we kind of had that one hurricane that delayed, and then obviously this most recent one. So, yeah, I mean, on paper, those are the, you know, all three are top 10, top six, I guess, in the ranking. So, but there is, again, we've got Thomas coming on Wednesday, and we got to make sure we take care of that game, or the Life game won't have as much impact.
He's Danny Owens, head coach at William Carey. We're talking about the team so far this year, off to a very good start and sitting at number three in the country. And you mentioned Thomas coming to town. Early start, 1 o'clock kickoff on Wednesday afternoon. It's a long trip back to Thomasville, Georgia for the Nighthawks, and playing some of their best soccer of the season, coming off a scoreless draw against Dalton State. But that was back on September 21st. Back on Thursday, September 26th, last Thursday, that game against Tennessee Southern was postponed due to Hurricane Helene. And then, of course, the Blue Mountain forfeit. So it's been a while for Thomas. And I know if you're William Carey, you're happy to be able to hopefully cash in on a little bit of that rust.
Yeah, we hope so. I don't know how much they've been able to train last week with the hurricane, but it also allows them to rest up and heal up. You know, I don't know what kind of injuries they may or may not have had, and time to game plan. So, you know, I think I like where we are with the, you know, the last 2 weeks being able to play. I think health-wise, it's probably the best we've been since we've started preseason. So, you know, hopefully the girls are ready to go.
Christina Salmon leading the country in goals with 18. Karen Vallow was a player coming out of this summer, and what a good summer she had in her club ball with HFC. She had a tremendous week last week. She was the Crusader of the Week, which also snowballs into the Southern States Offensive Player of the Week. 10 points, 3 goals. She had the game winner against Middle Georgia State, and then had 2 goals and then also 4 assists in the win against Bruton Parker, another 17-0 win for the ladies. But again, little things, the victories there, like the confidence getting going again for Vallow. Vallow could be huge for this team moving forward offensively.
Yeah, and I think we need Karen to step up. You know, she's one of those players that we were kind of looking at early in the season that she's going to have to step up. And she played a really big piece last year in complimenting, you know, Mary Maju and Jules, but this year I think she was someone we were looking forward to. And to be fair to her, we've maybe been playing her out of position, just trying to, goes back with that tinkering and trying to find your best team. And we put her into the midfield on Saturday, and I thought she had her best game. She looked most, you know, lively and a lot of energy, and I thought she gave the other team a ton of fits. And so maybe that's something where we get her more comfortable in the midfield and let her start really getting going.
When, you know, you get the opportunity, obviously, in the Blue Mountain game as well as the Bruton Parker game, to kind of, you know, mix and match some other formations as well. But I think, you know, one thing that Caleb and I've been talking about, and Josh has even asked me about it before, is, you know, when you talk about replacing 8 starters at the beginning of the season, you've got so many key bench players that really are trying to kind of look for their spot and look for their role in the team. And you're able to do that in some of these games where you can kind of, you know, you may not have had the luxury in seasons past of getting some of those other players on that early on in the season to be able to kind of see where they fit in the team going forward.
No, yeah. And, you know, I think that's why it's important, you know, to take care of business in those games. So we do have time to, you know, look at different formations, and then, like you said, different players in different situations. You know, we try to do that as much as we can throughout the year, and we're real big on matchups when we get into the national tournament, and we don't want another team to be able to have a better matchup than us. So Ryan and I just continually to move and tinker and see who fits best where, and hopefully we figure that out by, you know, end of October, November.
Whether it be a Mesa or a Torres or a Davis, is there a player or a couple of players that you feel like are poised to break through over the next couple of weeks and provide another offensive boost for this team?
I do. You know, we're just getting Virginia back. She's been out. She played injured the first game or two. She was in a lot of pain, and we're slowly building her in, getting her. We're trying to slowly add her minutes and get her fit, and I think when Virginia comes in, she's really going to help boost this team to another level.
Coach, we're out of time again. It always goes so fast every time we have you. Great to have you in studio, and I look forward to be able to cover the team and be able to bring the play-by-play coming up on the big match on Wednesday.
Thank you.
That's Danny Owens joining us, along with Clayton Rush, Dalton Stanford. I'm Josh West, and you are inside Crusader Talk. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We'll give you some follow-ups with volleyball, cross-country, and more. Don't go anywhere. Crusader Talk right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
The fastest hour in sports radio is almost done. Yet again, you are in the right place to talk all things William Carey Athletics. Crusader Talk wrapping up here over the next handful of minutes. Josh West alongside Clayton Rush. Thanks again to all the guests, Ben Smith, Danny Owens in studio, Bobby Hallford joining us by phone, Dalton Stanford pushing all the right buttons, making sure that everything runs smooth tonight. We got a lot to get to here in this final segment, and we're going to really quickly kick it off here with men's soccer. You ready to talk some men's soccer?
Is this the speed round?
This is the speed round.
All right, let's go.
Because this is the time of year there's so much to talk about. Men's soccer right now, it's kind of shaping up on the men's side of the league to be that three-team race with Mobile, with William Carey, and with Dalton State. You're looking at three undefeated teams in the league, Mobile and William Carey, both sitting at 4-0. And then you got Dalton State there, the highest ranked of the teams, but they're sitting at 2-0-1 in conference. But the combined record of those teams, 23-1-4. It is top heavy on the men's side.
Yeah, I mean, three of the best teams in the country. They have been three of the best teams in the country for, you know, well, the better part of the last 10 years now. And so it's what you come to expect. It's, you know, Mobile is the big rivalry game with William Carey. Dalton State comes into the SSAC just a few years ago, and they start pushing that boundary even further for conference championships, for regular season championships. And so it's kind of the same old story. Here we go again, William Carey, Mobile, Dalton State.
Well, and I want to talk personnel now for Coach Farrell's club. Colby Godbolt has been, to use a pun, he's been electric, right? He has brought the energy. He is just, every time he gets his head on the ball, he is heading them in from everywhere. It's just get him the ball anywhere in the air. He plays so well in the air. But then it drops off from 10 goals to 4 goals to Jamie Wynn. You've got Kevin McConnell with 3 goals. And then you got to look down and see that Jordy Jukovic here, 9 games in, has got 1 goal. We still have not seen guys. Billy Bogues got 1 goal. Roberto Rangel has yet to put one into the net this year. We're still hoping to see Jack Greenwood get to play at some point. And don't worry about his fitness. I talked to Coach Farrell. He's instant offense if he gets in the lineup. But where is the help going to come consistently from Colby Godbolt? What are some of your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, what a pickup out of the transfer portal in Colby Godbolt. I mean, you can't say enough good things about how well he's played. I actually saw him on campus today whenever I was in the student center. I asked him, like, Colby, you tired of scoring goals? No. I mean, of course not. He's absolutely loving life at William Carey, loving his classes, and really, really enjoying his soccer. And so having a player like him to be able to depend on has just been huge. You know, you're waiting for a player like McConnell to explode. You're waiting for a player like Wynn to explode. And then again, I think as conference play continues to go on and as the games get tougher and tougher, those big players are going to step up in those big moments. And so Kevin McConnell, Jamie Wynn, Georgia Jukovic are those players that are going to come up big in those big games. And, you know, we're just waiting for those big games to really kind of come to fruition and for those players to be called upon.
It was a couple of wins last week for the men and the women against Middle Georgia State and against Bruton Parker. And so subsequently, yeah, Gio Soares, his first ever Defensive Player of the Week honor. We mentioned Kara Vallow, a Southern States Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week honor. So as we shift gears from soccer to volleyball, volleyball will see the first power rankings coming out on October 8th. With kind of the RPI, if you will, rankings. Big bounce back weekend, though, for volleyball. They pick up a couple of wins, one of those being in conference. They now sit 13-6, 3-2. They win in straight sets 3-0 against Loyola. And now they'll be back in action on the 5th against Middle Georgia State with a first serve at 12 noon. The match right now with Bruton Parker has been postponed due to Hurricane Helene and the afterthoughts of that. But I talked to Coach Shirley earlier today, Clayton, and she echoed those sentiments. The team was able to get back to the fundamentals of passing, being more aggressive in their serve game. The confidence was back. They were playing looser. We know this is a young team, four freshmen, a sophomore, a junior in the starting lineup, and they were looking more like the squad we expect as they're back on track. They're hoping that Faulkner game doesn't come back to haunt them, but this is a volleyball team that has a chance, even though young, to win the league this year.
Well, and if they maybe, you know, you can look back, if they maybe don't slip up in that Faulkner game, what are your thoughts on how close are they to receiving votes, to being in that conversation? Is it still, do they still have a few more games to go in that, or is it starting to kind of pick up in the conversation?
Yeah, I think that's still a little ways off. I don't think sure. That even matters this year because, again, when these players return, you keep this roster together, then they're one of the preseason favorites to win the league.
But that's
year.
Just that you've got that core now. You've got that group of players in Sue Ellen, in all of the other.
You know, Bettini, Anderson,
correct.
Barbie Gedges. So many.
And you've got them in year one now. And so when you're talking about year two and year three with that group, that's when they're going to explode.
No, certainly is the case. And then also coming up this weekend as well, cross country is back in action as they've got an early start coming up in Louisville, Kentucky. And that is going to be where cross country gets back into the fold. Well, Clayton, again, as we mentioned, fastest hour of the week in sports, and it's come and gone. We appreciate you for jumping in this week.
That was fun. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and Caleb, we said you were going to be – we promised that you'd come back this week. We're promised everybody that you'll be back next week. Hope you're enjoying a little R&R with the family, and we'll see you next week, my friend. For Dalton Stanford, for all of our guests, for Clayton Rush, I'm Josh West. Until next time, you've been listening to William Carey Crusader Talk on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.